Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Early yesterday, a sheriff's deputy pulled over a vehicle driven by 35-year-old Kevin Rossiter at the Circle K gas station on 6th Street for inoperable taillights. While talking with Rossiter, deputies also contacted the passenger, who provided a false identity and who later exited the truck despite being told to remain inside. The suspect, later identified as 44-year-old Escondido resident Kevin Perrine, then fled on foot before being tasered by a deputy. It was discovered that Perrine was a parolee at large out of San Diego, who was wanted on a felony warrant. A search of the vehicle turned up cash, prescription narcotics, and meth. Perrine and Rossiter were both booked into county jail on drug and drug-related charges. Sheriff's deputies with the community response team were called out to Humboldt Redwoods Company property near Dyerville after company security personnel reported a marijuana garden. Officers accompanied the security guards to the grow site, finding more than 5,000 plants ranging in size from 2 inches to 5 feet. It appeared that the garden had only just recently been watered, and other evidence at the scene indicated those tending the site were Hispanic. The plants were all destroyed, but no suspects have been identified. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Deputies from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of Knowles Court in McKinleyville. Yesterday morning, they found an indoor grow with more than 1,600 plants. Deputies described the grow as a cloning operation where the plants are sold to other growers. The investigation has identified at least one person associated with the grow, and they're seeking a felony arrest warrant for the resident of the property. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Garberville was notified by a passerby that a man had just offered to give her Vicodin pills near a business on Redwood Drive. When the woman declined, the suspect made verbal threats and then began urinating in a public hallway between the businesses. Deputies searched the area and they saw the suspect identified as 56-year-old Garberville resident Robert Cree. They saw him enter a residence nearby and they went and knocked on the door, locating him inside. The residents said they had answered the door and Cree just walked in and that they did not know him. Cree was arrested, booked into jail on possession charges. More KINS News. It's after this.
When you bring together the leadership team of your company or organization, are you looking for an opportunity to focus on what is necessary and critical to your business? Ways to improve your bottom line and achieve your goals? The historic Benbow Inn suggests you have that business meeting or retreat in a serene and tranquil setting. They'll ensure that you're able to have uninterrupted sessions in peaceful surroundings that will allow all the creative juices of your team to flow. Call now and reserve the dates that work best for your needs. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
Another mountain lion sighting Monday night in the city of Arcata. Reporter Dan Squire has the details.
And Arcata police officers were called out to an area near West End Road and Spear Avenue on a report of a mountain lion sighting. Officers searched the area but did not locate the animal. It was the second time within 24 hours a lion had been spotted in that same area. You are always encouraged to report all mountain lion sightings near populated areas to the police department.
Thanks, Dan. A legislative bill authored by State Senator Joel Anderson that would have placed a salary cap on the earnings of state employees was defeated in committee yesterday. Anderson's bill would have capped state salaries of all employees at no more than the salary of the governor, who earns just over $173,000 per year. North Coast Senator Noreen Evans voted against the measure, along with six other colleagues, defeating the bill before it got out to the Senate floor. More than 9,000 state employees make more than the governor, and those salaries also outpace the national counterparts by a wide margin. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.